Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Down here, up there, all around the world, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. The big story... the big story today is the Supreme Court once again shoving their gavels up the election. Longtime viewers of America will remember that Colorado kicked Trump off the ballot because of the whole launching a violent coup so he could stay in office, violating the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. Well, today... the Supreme Court said Trump can stay on all state ballots in a unanimous ruling. A ruling... I agree. It is a ruling that I will remind you no one has to follow because last week I declared the Supreme Court unconstitutional. So... you're getting that right, right? Check, fact check on that one. I did that, right?
Yeah, you did that.
So states, feel free to kick them off your ballot. Tell them Colbert says it's okay, I got your back. You're dealing with me now. That was just the Constitution. You're dealing with me now. Now, the justices claim that since different states have different standards for what would qualify as insurrection, conflicting state outcomes would lead to chaos. Yes, the Supreme Court knows you can't just let states decide who goes on their ballots. States are too busy deciding that life begins in the freezer section. Next to the pearl onions. Now, you know, life. So, anyway, here's SCOTUS's basic rationale. The majority says that disqualifying a candidate for insurrection can only occur when Congress passes legislation. Okay, quick question. If Congress does decide to pass that legislation to disqualify a candidate for insurrection, what if he sends his mob to storm Congress to stop them from passing that legislation? Does that count as insurrection? Or do they have to pass more legislation about that before the next mob shows up? I'm just asking, because clearly you guys haven't put any thought into any of this stuff. Okay? You gotta think it through. Okay, there's steps. I'm just saying. Donald Trump had how many? Two? Two rallies this weekend. One in Virginia and one in North Carolina. But the two speeches had one unifying theme. His brain is broke. Here he is in Greensboro talking about how the U.S. doesn't need to import oil from petrostates.
We are a nation that just recently heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat.
Not entirely sure what's going on there, but apparently he can't even say the word Russia without climaxing. Last week there was a big speech from Vladimir Putin. Nappy time. The former president continued.
Can we be energy independent? Can we be energy dominant again? Oh, yes, and quickly, says President Trump. Oh, yes, and quickly.
Is he giving a speech or reading a book to toddlers?
Oh, yes, said President Trump. With golden hair and a mushy rump.
all the words that I can manage because of all of my brain damage.
That wasn't the only time Trump struggled with geography.
In Venezuela, did you just see Maduro? Venezuela, it's unbelievable.
Yes, the nation of Venezuela, unbelievable. Located just north of Uruguay and Peru. Trump's speeches weren't all demented word slurry. He also did the completely normal thing of describing a graph that no one can see.
Within 2 years, we were so far above Saudi Arabia and Russia, which were number one and two. You have to see the chart. They're like this, and we're like, ding, boom.
Oh, I know that one. Ding, boom. Ding, 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 boom. Ding, 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 boom. Ding, 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 whale. Trump also ranted about the Georgia election fraud case, specifically prosecutor Fannie Willis.
I was indicted by Fannie in Georgia, Fannie, and her lover, Nathan Wade. And they hired him for almost $1 million because of his great, great experience. Of course, he didn't have any experience. He had experience in something else. You know that. A lot of experience.
I have a question. Has he had sex? What is this? What is this? Is he honking a horn? Is this a... Knock, knock. Who's there? Sex. Sex. Honk, honk. Sign the NDA, sign. While talking about Fannie Willis, Trump brought up his own personal life.
I happen to have a very good relationship with a woman called Melania. Yeah.
No normal person refers to their spouse that way. I now pronounce you husband and a woman called wife. Now, Trump wasn't the only one at his rallies who struggled with English. So did his warm-up acts. Like the Virginia State Senator who tried to kick things off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
Flag on the play. Flag. To the flag. There are four of them. The big stripy things right behind you, you numbnut. Things weren't any better in North Carolina when this woman tried to sing the national anthem.
Through the perilous fight, o'er the hours we've watched.
Through the what? Through the fight we watch? What's going on at Trump's rallies? At this point, I think they should check for a gas leak. Even worse, somehow, was one of Trump's fellow speakers, North Carolina Congresswoman and cockatiel watching you walk toward its cage with a blanket, Virginia Fox. Fox said this.
Let me make something crystal clear. I have President Trump's back because he has my back. I'm with President Trump because he has your back.
Okay, sounds like a flub, but it's not. A president is merely a president who's committed treason. At one point, Trump mentioned North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Now, Robinson's currently running for governor. Among other things, Robinson is known for his use of anti-Semitic tropes and the prediction that rising acceptance of homosexuality would lead to the end of civilization as we know it. It is true. Compassionate acceptance of people you disagree with destroys civilizations. I mean, we've all seen Planet of the Apes.
You maniacs! You let a gay couple register at Crate and Barrel!
Thank you, Chuck. We miss you, Chuck. We miss you, Chuck. Now, the candidate, Robinson, is black, and at the rally, Trump said this about him.
I heard him coming in on the plane. I was listening, and I said to the people on the plane, watch this. This is Martin Luther King on steroids.
Yeah. I know. People don't talk about it, but a lot of moral leaders of the 20th century were juicing. MLK had six-pack abs. Gandhi could squat 600 pounds, and by the end of her life, Mother Teresa was Calcut. On steroids. She's on steroids now. Trump's campaign is really trying to appeal to minorities, but that requires being appealing. So instead, Trump supporters have been creating and sharing AI-generated fake images of black voters to encourage African Americans to vote Republican. Like this photo of Trump surrounded by black supporters, which obviously is fake. You can tell because this man is missing half of a finger, and this man's hat says something like, Mia Ashna. Then there's this deep fake photo of a black man allegedly canvassing for Trump. Looks fairly normal until you realize the guy he's talking to has three arms. Wow. It's weird. Wow. Now, hold on the one hand, this is blatantly dangerous. On the other hand, new technology makes these kind of fakes easier. On the third hand... Why does he have a third hand? We're learning more about Trump's first term in the White House, and spoiler alert, not great. About a month ago, the Defense Department issued a report about the lax drug controls in the White House. One person who worked in the pharmacy described their policies this way. Things were pretty loose. Whatever someone needs, we were going to fill this. Coincidentally, Don Jr.'s Secret Service code name, someone. Now, we've found out since then which drugs they were talking about. And apparently, Trump's White House was awash in speed and Xanax. Why Xanax? Because they're all on speed. But why speed? Well, one former staffer explained it this way. I had a lot going on in my life, and I wanted some. Perfectly reasonable. Reminds me of that famous slogan, dare to keep kids off drugs unless they want some. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, RuPaul.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest tonight is a 14-time Emmy Award winner, a pop culture icon, and the queen of drag. Please welcome back to The Late Show, RuPaul!
I love it. I wish we could just dance all the time. You know, I love to laugh.
Sure.
And I love to dance.
Sure.
You're a good dancer.
Well, that's very kind of you to say.
No, you are.
I do enjoy myself. You know, I was second best all-around dancer at my cotillion in middle school.
You are kidding me, really.
I'm not kidding.
I won best dancer in the ninth grade.
Oh.
And I won best afro when I used to have hair.
Oh, wow.
But listen, I have plenty of afros at the house.
If I want to drop by?
Yes, yes.
Well, listen, you just recently picked up your 14th Emmy. There you are with the whole gang. There you are. With it right there.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, so 14. Is it old hat at this point? How do you celebrate?
Well, no, it's not old hat. It's just, I mean, listen, I get to work with my friends. You know, I met these guys in the East Village here in New York. in 1985, and I still work with them today. Mm-hmm. And we get to have so much fun. We celebrate by going right back to work and making more television.
That is the great thing about doing shows.
Yes.
Is getting to do more shows.
That's right. That's
right. Somebody once asked me, what's the best thing about being famous? And I said, work.
Yes, that's right.
It allows you to work more.
In this business, you just don't know. And I've been out of work before. So if someone wants to hand me a microphone
Wait,
to
you've
get
been out of work?
I have been out of work before many, several times.
RuPaul, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but you better work. Now, listen. You've just written a new book right here. It's called The House of Hidden Meanings. It's out tomorrow.
Yeah.
That sounds a little mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
What is this house? What is it hiding and what does it mean?
Well, listen, I've always loved mysteries. I've always loved what lies beneath and what's, you know, I've always, as a kid, I remember thinking, the emperor is not wearing any clothes. Remember that. The emperor is not wearing any clothes. And then, on top of that, there's so many more secrets and mysteries of life. And this is the mystery of my own life. I get to recall all of the adventures I've had, and I wrote them all down and for everybody to read.
You tackle a lot of difficult things in this book. Your parents' divorce, struggling to find work, hardships in love, your journey towards sobriety. When you was that difficult to approach, gratifying, or both?
It's all of the above. It's scary because you know. Listen, I learn how I'm an extrovert. I'm an introvert masquerading as an extrovert. So
go back one more time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wait. Say what again?
So you're an introvert masquerading as an extrovert. Okay.
So the idea of really revealing myself, I've learned how to, you know, be out on stage and do all the things. But my real self, I lay out in this book.
Have you ever heard the phrase, "If you want a man to reveal himself, give him a mask"? That the
yes.
mask allows you
That's
to reveal
right.
yourself?
That is so true. Because, you know, the first time a straight guy gets into drag, you get to see exactly who this dude is. I swear. Because a lot of times, you know, you give a straight dude some drag, and you don't know if they're going to be a coy lady or if they're going to be a slut. You know, it's... I mean, I've seen you in drag. You're the slut. Yeah.
Gotta have some fun. Gotta have some fun.
It's absolutely right. Give someone a mask, and you get to see see who they really are.
I love that your earliest performances were for an audience of one, mm-hmm. who was your mom.
Yeah.
Who you were entertaining in your living room, making her laugh.
Yeah.
So that's where all this started?
That's where all this started. In fact, even when I come out on this stage, I think of her, and if I'm on any stage, I think of my mother's living room, and I think, Rue, don't be nervous. Go out onto, this is Mama's living room. You're gonna be fine. She's gonna love whatever you do. Just go out there and be yourself.
Well, so this is this audience of one that you first started with, who still is in your mind, we're doing it. Tell me about your mother. What was she like?
My mother was a world-weary person. She was not very happy. She's been gone for over 30 years now. But you know, I felt it was my job to lift her up and to share my joy with her. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And, you know, it worked. It worked for a while. But she's very world-weary, you know. And this is my theory. You know, a lot of people are depressed today. And I say to them, you know what? Depression is the right reaction to what's happening in the world. But you can create joy in your life. Now, it's hard work, but create the joy in your life. If you're depressed, that's the right reaction. LaWanda Page used to say, you was crazy as hell when they brought you here. But you in your right damn mind now. Mm-hmm. LaWanda Page. You know LaWanda Page?
No, I don't know.
She was on Esther on Sanford and
Son. Oh, sure, yeah, I heard that.
On Esther. Yeah, yeah. She was on my first record. I did a record, Supermodel, 30 years ago, and she was on that record. I called her up because my mother loved on Esther and Flip Wilson, all that. Flip Wilson is now showing on Amazon Prime right now, and I'm watching all the Geraldines.
Ow!
Remember Geraldine? Do you remember?
Killer!
Don't touch me!
You don't know me like that! Nobody knows me.
so great.
I love it. I used to do Gerald Dan in my living room.
Really? Yes.
Honest to God.
Yeah, yeah.
Flip was the best.
The best. So, yeah. Find the joy in your life. That's your life's work. Find right. the joy.
And make joy for other people.
Sure.
If you're depressed, try cheering up somebody else. You'll feel better.
That's right. You know, the secret to happiness is being of service to other people. Can I get an amen up in here?
True. Okay, you have a lot of great phrases. You better work. Mm-hmm. How are you going to love somebody else if you don't love yourself? Mm-hmm. I'm paraphrasing here. Did you get any of these from your mom?
Yeah, my mother collected sayings. One of my favorites from her was, she'd say, I don't lend, I don't borrow, and I don't visit.
I don't lend, I don't borrow, and I don't visit.
She had another one that I still can't decipher. I think I know what it means, but she says, blind Tom said, sight beat the world, and we shall see. Okay, let's dissect.
Blind Tom.
Yeah, said, sight beat the world, and we shall see. And I think it means that if blind Tom was optimistic enough that one day we will all see, then we have to look forward to, come on, help me somebody.
For the scales to fall from our eyes, for to see not through a glass darkly, but clearly, to be known as surely as we know.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. That's it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more RuPaul, y'all.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back with the author of the new book, The House of Hidden Meanings. You know him. It's RuPaul. Okay, you've had a lot of different jobs. Mm-hmm. One of the things you write about in the book here, the House of Hidden Meanings, mm-hmm. is that I love people who had a lot of interesting jobs when they were younger in the show business, because mm-hmm. everybody's just hustling and scrambling, trying to keep going while they're trying to figure out what their voice is and what their play is, and within this great game that we all do, mm-hmm. you drove cars.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, my brother-in-law would flip these European cars, and I would drive them from Atlanta to San Diego, actually all over the United States. And
That's a long drive.
It's a long drive, but I would drive. I did this for 6 years, so I drove cross country in the United States about 50 times.
What years of your life here?
This is from the time I got my license, the day I turned 16. I was till 21 years old.
So you're hauling back and forth across the United States at that age in some strange car that you've never driven before.
Yeah, no, but I can drive anything. I can drive. I was just driving this bus the other day. You know, I have this. It's true.
You do. I love this. Tell us about the Rainbow Book Bus.
Yeah. Alstora is a bookstore that I'm involved with that is bringing books to people who need to read them and who were in areas where they've banned books. Because, you know, I've said this before, and I'm one person to say it, but knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. True. I didn't come up with it. Just the truth. Yep. Mm-hmm. And if somebody is trying to take away your power, they are trying to render you powerless. So read a book. Read a book. Get some knowledge.
And where is this going to be on the road? Like, where is it going to go?
Well, it's going to be on the road across America. I won't be driving the bus.
No.
But I'm going to meet it in Atlanta. I'm on this book tour doing this stuff. But I've driven every kind of car you can imagine.
Do you have a favorite? Like,
well,
even back in the day when you were a young man doing this?
Because of the TV show Mission Impossible, I loved 68 Mercedes 280 SL is my favorite.
Sure.
But I have a lot of cars myself because I love cars, but I want a 70s Corvette. What's your dream car? What is your, do you like cars?
I mean, I'm not crazy about cars, but I love a kid. I really wanted a Firebird.
Ooh, like the Smokey and the Bandit Firebird?
Yeah, I wanted a Firebird. I wanted to be Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
So I wanted a Smokey and the Bandit Firebird, or I would really like an old Grand Wagoneer from the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
With the fake wood panels on the side.
Yeah.
And probably just like a dashboard that would go right through your skull. Like, it's such a dangerous thing. But I've driven one of those before, like, some friends out in the country, and I go, I have to have this car.
So beautiful.
And then every time I'm about to buy one, everybody's like, do you really want that car?
Yeah.
Because you're going to want it to work, and that's not going to work.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so this says this covers up until your early 40s, right? The first 40 years of your life. When can we expect volume two?
That's a good question. Well, this took 3 years for me to do, so maybe another 4 years.
All right.
Yeah.
Ruth, thank you so much for being
here. I love you.
Love you too, Ruth. Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.